A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, share your bread with the hungry and shelter the homeless poor. Clothe the man you see to be naked and turn not from your own kin. Then will your light shine like the dawn and your wound be quickly healed over. Your integrity will go before you, and the glory of the Lord behind you. Cry, and the Lord will answer. Call, and he will say, I am here. If you do away with the yoke, the clenched fist, the wicked word, if you give your bread to the hungry and relief to the oppressed, your light will rise in the darkness, and your shadows become like noon. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The good man is a light in the darkness for the upright. The good man is a light in the darkness for the upright. He is a light in the darkness for the upright. He is generous, merciful, and just. The good man takes pity and lends. He conducts his affairs with honor. The good man is a light in the darkness for the upright. The just man will never waver. He will remembered forever. He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart, he trusts in the Lord. The good man is a light in the darkness for the upright. With a steadfast heart, he will not fear. Open-handed, he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His head will be raised in glory. The good man is a light in the darkness for the upright.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. When I came to you, brothers, it was not with any show of oratory or philosophy, but simply to tell you what God had guaranteed. During my stay with you, the only knowledge I claimed to have was about Jesus, and only about him as the crucified Christ. Far from relying on any power of my own, I came among you in great fear and trembling, and in my speeches and the sermons that I gave, there were none of the arguments that belong to philosophy, only a demonstration of the power of the Spirit. And I did this so that your faith should not depend on human philosophy, but on the power of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, you are the salt of the earth, but if salt becomes tasteless, what can make it salty again? It is good for nothing and can only be thrown out to be trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp to put it under a tub. They put it on the lampstand, where it shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine in the sight of men, so that, seeing your good works, they may give the praise to your Father in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. If salt becomes tasteless, it is good for nothing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There's a line that came, one of the responses towards the end of the week. I think it was Friday, that hit me very much. That said, the Lord is my light and my life. And in evening prayer last night, the antiphon before the Benedictus read, "You are the light of the world, let your light shine before men." And those lines are very closely connected with the theme of today's gospel that talks about the salt of the earth. I'm sure you've often said that quote, or thought it at least, maybe not said it to somebody. You'd see them as salt of the earth. And what do you mean by that? There are people with no airs and graces. They're down to earth. They're genuine. They're people that you have time for and spend time with. They're ordinary, and at the same time they're extraordinary, because they stand out. And there are people that we're glad to have met and glad to have known, because they have been a voice in the world, a voice in our worlds. And sometimes maybe not by saying a word at all, but by who they are. And I couldn't let this Sunday go without mentioning somebody that you and I have known. Father Anthony. But I won't leave him on his own, because this week too has been a strange week for me personally, because on the 1st of February, one of my own classmates died. That was a light to everybody who knew him. Died, I think, about 56 with cancer. Among the many things that he did was that he was the Cashel organizer of the Lourdes trip. But he was more than that. He was a classmate, a friend, a priest, who in his lifetime gave a witness to the God that was central to his life, Father Michael Walsh. And I'm just looking at the year. He died in 2002. And he's still an influence on me 21 years later. And hopefully, in his new surroundings, Father Anthony, will be to you too. I've known him in a different capacity to you that I've known him through the Sacrament of Reconciliation, when I've gone to him and I've cherished the advice and the direction that he has put me in. And he'd be one of those that I would bestow that title, Salt of the Earth. So what does salt do? First of all, it preserves. It keeps. Food safe. I grew up in a little village in the west of Ireland. Nobody had fridges. Nobody needed them because food didn't last that long. It disappeared as soon as it hit the table. And my childhood memory of would be hearing where a group of friends would gather together when they went to kill a pig. Nobody had fridges, but everybody in the village got a bit of that pig. The one thing that was always preserved by the family was the bacon. They had no fridge. The only way they had was that they salted it. And it lived long beyond its sell-by date. But to enjoy it, you had to get rid of the salt. So you soaked it, probably the night before. Salt gives flavor to food. So look at those two elements of today's gospel. It's salt. It preserves. It gives flavor. So does the gospel. It preserves and keeps alight in our hearts the word of God, which is part of the reason why you gather on a Sunday to celebrate Mass, but also to hear his word. And to let it be an influence in your life for the coming week. To give that life a direction and a meaning. And that's why I go back to that first line that I heard during the end of last week. The Lord is my light and my life. An assault. That gives my life direction. And meaning. And purpose, and also to remind us that we're not on our own. Christ is not just a signpost to his Father, but he's also our strength. Through the sacraments and through his word. And especially the two sacraments that we regularly receive or should. Reconciliation and Eucharist. So maybe today, while I know it is a sad time for this parish, that somebody that was very popular to you has not gone from you, because his memory lives on, and who he was and what he stood for will never die. And I think the greatest compliment you can pay to him over this coming weeks is that you imitate the qualities that he showed to you. as he proclaims the gospel of Christ in his own unique way, as we all do.